MSO News Sports Now, our baseball insider Andy Carboni joins us. And Andy, on this Tuesday, a lot of Red Sox breaking news. A story out that Brock Holt, I guess, is going to be seeing a lot of left field action this year. Maybe platooning with Rusney Castillo. Does that sound right to you?
That's the word out there. John Farrell has been quoted saying he's going to see plenty of time out there. He's not strictly saying that he's the starting left fielder, but obviously if you take that in consideration, there's more right-handed pitchers than left-handed pitchers, and so Holt's a left-handed batter, so that means he's going to be your starting left fielder on opening day. The question is going to be, what do they do with Rusney Castillo? Because they brought in Chris Young from the Yankees last year, who was a free agent, to be the left fielder against left-handed pitching because he hits left-handed pitching so well. So Castillo, to me, he's becoming your fifth outfielder with Young being the fourth outfielder. I mean, he can spell Bradley in center field maybe against a lefty with Young in left. They could do that. There's a couple other options. Of course, with Holt, you can move him around still. He can play everywhere to get Castillo's bat in the lineup here and there when you need to. But I don't think many Red Sox fans, I definitely didn't see this coming at the start of spring training, that Brock Holt could end up unseating Rusney Castillo for that left field job.
No, not at all. And the other outfielders then would be Jackie Bradley and Mookie Betts. They'll be the regular starting outfielders in right and center field.
Absolutely. Those are the two entrenched there, and hopefully will be for a long time to come as they keep improving in their young careers.
Other news from manager John Farrell on this Tuesday was that David Price will be the starting pitcher. No surprise on opening day in Cleveland on April 4th. And Clay Buchholz is number two. 2 days later, on the 6th, he'll be starting. But after that, it's still up in the air, correct?
Still up in the air. Not surprised with Price and Buchholz 1-2. We kind of saw that coming. 3-4-5, you can throw the names in the air, and how it comes down, you can throw it out there. It's probably going to end up being Porcello, Kelly, and then Wright as your fifth, or Kelly, Porcello, and then Wright as the fifth starter. Something to that effect. I'm not sure with the days off if they need a fifth starter right away. So Wright might actually not get a start till maybe the second week into the third week of the season. He could be using long relief. So we'll see how that plays out. But, Joe Kelly had been having a very strong spring. He got hit around pretty good today against the Twins. He gave up 4 runs in 4 innings, 8 hits, 2 walks, 3 home runs. Yesterday, Rick Porcello against Baltimore, he got whacked around as well. He gave up 3 home runs and 5 runs overall. His spring ERA is right around 9. He's really been struggling. So Buchholz has been hot and cold so far. But, again, it's spring training. Who knows? But prospects don't look that bright for the starting rotation as they break camp and head out to Cleveland.
No. Any other notes about this year's Red Sox team right now? We're not covering everything. Oh, I know, third base. That's still up in the air, right?
Yeah, that's still a fluid situation as well. They were saying that Travis Shaw will get some time at third base. It's kind of light a fire under Pablo. Pablo came back today and actually played against the Twins, went 1-for-3. So his first third base action in probably about a week or so. So that's still up in the air. It's funny, once they kind of said that a week ago, Shaw went into a little bit of slump in spring training. So that's still an open situation. We'll see how that plays out. Little other side note that they decided to put Christian Vasquez on the disabled list to start the season. So they'll give you Swihart and Hannigan as your catchers. And once Vasquez is ready, I'm sure they'll send him down to AAA after a little bit of a rest here. And eventually he's going to work his way back into the lineup. So there's a lot of little things out there. I mean, you got Carson Smith, who's on the DL to start the year as well. Obviously, that was supposed to be a big key piece of the Red Sox bullpen. So it's not exactly the Florida trip that Red Sox fans hope for once the spring got started.
Hey, Andy, there was a story on the Sunday Nick Cafardo article, the baseball column that he writes every Sunday in the Globe, about a Red Sox trade that never happened. But maybe you could share that with us, because there seems to be some legs or truth to this deal, correct?
Well, technically, it wasn't a Red Sox trade per se. It was a trade that was going down between the Expos and the Yankees.
Okay.
Current Florida Marlins owner, Miami Marlins owner, Jeffrey Loria at the time was the owner of the Montreal Expos. And he wanted Derek Jeter in the worst way. And he told his GM, Jim Beatty, whatever it takes from our farm system, major league team, I want Jeter. And so Jim Beatty proposed to Brian Cashman, Vladimir Guerrero, Pedro Martinez for Derek Jeter. And Cashman just flat out said, I can't trade Derek Jeter. And that would have obviously changed the landscape in Red Sox history if that trade would have happened, because obviously Pedro doesn't come here eventually. He doesn't get traded to Boston. He gets traded to the Yankees, and who knows what would have happened then. But a very intriguing story and offer that was thrown out there. It makes you think a little bit.
Good. All right, Andy, anything else to share with us on any other observations from around all of Major League Baseball?
Former Red Sox outfielder Shane Victorino trying to come back with the Cubs this year. He got released today. And then, of course, you had David Murphy, who was trying to latch back on with the Red Sox as a spare outfielder. He has his release on Monday. He has 48 hours. The Red Sox do to give him his outright release, let him go, or potentially trade him or offer him a spot on the roster. He had that out clause in his contract when he signed in spring training. That's really not a surprise. As we've discussed, the Red Sox have a lot of moving parts in the outfield. Shaw can play out there. You can have Holt out there. You still have Castillo. Really isn't a need for David Murphy right now, so we'll have to see what happens there. But, you know, the countdown's on to opening day. It's right around the corner. Monday's the day, and definitely looking forward to it.
Gotcha. That's our baseball insider, Andy Carbone, with us right here on MSONewsSports.com.